BFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy. Check it out. Wednesday morning, 2nd of August, 5.02 and 49 seconds. Oh. Just giving you an essence of the day, guys.
Boom! There it is.
Here we are.
There it is.
Wednesday. Exact.
How about
summed
that
up for you?
Episode of Survivor last night. Oh. Essence of the day,
essence of the day.
Can I ask your honest opinion, both of you?
Our boss Yamo wanted more essence of the day. So here it is.
Vanilla essence of the day. I got to ask you guys' opinion. New jumper. Are the sleeves too short or what?
When you put your arms out like Michael Jordan in that famous photo.
Basketball film.
Yeah.
But look.
It is a bit short.
I got the larger one. And look how short these sleeves are.
Put your arms down. Stand up and put your arms down normally.
I don't think they are too short. I think you're just used to it covering your hands, though.
Nah.
Lift your arms up.
Yeah. You've got freakishly long arms.
Now the truth comes out.
Isn't you're like green weird? Gumby. You remember when you used to stretch Gumby and the arms were really long? That's you.
That hurts me because when I was younger, my arms grew before my body, so my arms were hanging down around my calf muscles.
Did you guys see that photo? I've saved the photo of the feet that look like toes.
Yeah.
What is
that's
that?
Old news.
Not to me, it's not. When did that become a? When was that news?
Oh, I think it was
a couple of days ago.
God, you got to be quick around here. How quick
we're
you got to be? So I didn't
did
get
you
it.
Know? Did you know your arm span, which I'm sure everyone knows, but I still find it amazing, is the same height as your body?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Isn't that incredible? Imagine Michael Jordan. That's how big of a reach he had. Because he's, what, 5'7"? I mean, 6'7"?
Do you know the other one is that your...
Foot?
Your foot is from, what, your elbow
your
to
elbow
your hands?
You were
going to say something else.
And the top of your middle finger to the bottom of your hand?
Yeah.
That's your penis.
Holy hell, Rach, you've got a small penis.
Yeah, I know, right? I've got tiny hands.
Me, on the other hand, guys. Hey?
Boom. Yeah, you've got actually decent-sized hands.
Hey, look at that.
Except you've got that one stumpy finger, so...
That's on the other side. It's not the middle one. Making girls
all
happy
right.
with that, eh?
Can you stop showing people and then looking at them in a creepy, weird way?
Hey, Rach.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Stop it. It's weird.
All right, let's...
Look at Alan. Pretty Alan who sits out in the newsroom.
Pretty
look at him.
Alan.
Look at how happy he is with himself. Look at he's got giant hands.
Yeah, but look at his weird, bent middle finger. Have a look at it. What
that's
is
from
that?
Sticking it in things. I told him not to.
You know there'd be people listening right now going, yeah, I'm doing all right.
I am killing it. No, seriously, though, I need to get rid of this jumper.
No, it's good.
Oh, I like it.
What does it say? Assembly Studios. That's cool.
I'm so fancy, guys.
What does that mean?
That's what happens when you're single. You can spend money on fancy clothes.
What's Assembly Studios?
It's just a brand.
Just a brand.
Nothing too fancy.
Just like our show, eh?
Exactly.
Nothing too fancy.
There
just
you go.
Getting the job done.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's amateur acting.
All right, for everyone playing, if you haven't heard it before, Gondi and I are going to attempt to act out a scene from a movie.
You we're going to stink it up.
Yeah, we're going to stink it up in here. You need to be the first to call through on 13, 12, 16 with the correct film.
Okay.
Producer
and we stop the scene if someone calls through?
Exactly okay. right. Producer H, you are the director.
Action.
Well, what did you think?
You're a woman.
That was me being a woman.
Is it?
Well, I know this scene is actually
okay.
a woman.
Okay.
That will make sense post-scene.
All right.
What did you think?
You're not that character. You're the other character.
Let me act, mate.
Okay.
God, you don't get on the scene with bloody Brad Pitt and give him critiques.
He would have prepped.
What did you think?
That looks so... sexy.
Are you kidding?
Hi, I'm Silly Late Sally. Ooh, but don't forget about me. I'm Back Fat Betty. Who could have said that? Oh, yeah, it's Tina, the talking tummy. I can't even wear a short skirt and a top without looking like a fat pig.
Well, calm down. I'll go see if there's something else out there for you, okay? See, now that looks totally cute.
Are you kidding? I look like Connie Wilson before gastric bypass surgery.
What about these?
Oh, my God, they're so terrible.
Okay, let me go out there and see if there's some help, some professional help. You need professional help.
Okay.
Stop. Dr. Phil?
We've got to stop. We're going to. Who we got there? Chloe, is it?
Morning, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Good morning.
Do you know the film?
What did you think?
it was White Chicks.
Oh, bloody nailed it. There you go. You can't go
easy
wrong.
Easy one.
Yeah, White Chicks.
The scene where they're in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Yep. I was the black guy. You were the actual white girl.
Okay.
It's Tina the talking tummy.
I was just trying to throw the people. I thought I was one of the dudes.
Yeah, I
saw you watching the scene before.
That's why I had
thought
to
I was
tell
one
you.
Of the, I thought I was a guy being a girl, being a.
Yes, yeah. Oh, that's why I thought I had to tell you
annoying.
Before you went too far.
Okay. Well, it didn't bother Chloe, did it, Chloe? You nailed it, right?
Yeah, straight away.
What a
she
movie.
She saw past the horrible acting and guessed the film.
You know they're doing number two?
Are they?
Yep, White Chicks 2.
That's never a good idea.
It's always a good idea.
No, it's not.
Go for it.
I'll tell that to Grease 2.
What about Scary Movie 2? I didn't mind that.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
What about Terminator 2?
Scary Movie
that
number
was
40 was a bit rough.
It's still going, yes. Red Rooster Super Sprint. Chloe's going to love that. Sydney Motorsport Park, 18 to 20 of August. And you can get your tickets through Ticket Tech. Amateur acting here at Sea.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
So Bree has left the studio. She's got a theory that her and her sister... you can't tell the difference between them since we've had Amber on the show. So let me just go. Oh, very good. Now I don't know which one's which on the screen.
Nope.
Okay.
And you're not supposed to, so you're going to have to put both of them up.
All right, I'll bring them both up. Good morning, whoever wants to talk.
Morning.
That was Bree.
Morning.
That's Amber. 13, 12, 16, if you think you can pick. I mean, if you listen to the show every morning and you think you know the difference between the two. So, Bree, you've teed this up and you've got a bunch of things to say, right, between the two of you?
Yeah, so we've got three different sentences to say and we're going to go, you won't know who's going first and second each time. We're going to change it up every time, so
okay.
You're not going to know.
Just to test the theory this morning. All right, so we're going to play Who's That Sister? All right. Let's do this. The calls are coming through now, Bree, so maybe just hold tight. Actually, let's go with our first one this morning. Nev's in Erina. Morning, Nev.
Good morning.
Morning, mate. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
You think you know the difference between Bree and her sister? She's got a theory that you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, let's give it a crack.
You listen every day?
I listen about 3 days a week.
Make it five. Thanks, Nev.
5 days a week and on Saturdays.
Oh, then give them the Saturday show a plug. All right, here we go. Between the two of them, they're both going to say something. You just have to tell us who's who. Take it away, Bree or Amber.
Well, I don't bloody know what the hell you're talking about.
Bree.
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yep, first one was definitely Bree, second one was Amber.
That's correct.
Damn it!
Your theory's being blown out of the water. Let's keep Nev on for this one.
You need to, yeah, so the person needs to wait for us to both say it, then they need to pick between.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, he knew anyway, but all right, go for the next one.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
Don't guess Nev until they're both done. Next saying.
Mum said to me that you took my jeans.
Mum said to me that you took my jeans.
The first one was Amber, the second one was Bree.
Get it!
I didn't even need to check, mate, because I knew that as well. Have you got any more, Bree? 13, 12, 16, if anyone else thinks they're as good as Nev at this one.
Nev's too bloody good. Let's get someone else on the phone.
Well, we need someone else to call, mate.
Nev's too good.
Nev, damn you.
Nev is currently calling from outside your window at home, so that's... Nev, thanks for playing this morning, mate. 13, 12, 16.
There you go.
Good on you, Nev. Give me one. Give me another one. Because I believe I can't be stumped. Have you only got one more? Is there any one more?
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's get Kelly on. Kelly's called from Gwendolyn this morning. Just give her 2 seconds to get on the air with us. All right. Here we go. Kelly in Gwendolyn. Morning, Kel.
Hi. How are you going?
We're well. Have a listen. Let them both talk and then tell us who's first, who's second. Here we go.
I couldn't believe she bloody said that. I couldn't believe she bloody said that.
One was Amber, two was Bree.
Damn it, Kelly!
And Bree even tried to mimic her sister on that one. She changed her tone a touch.
I didn't.
I feel like you did a little bit. I feel like you did. Let's give... all right, the calls are coming through now. Let's give... who we got here? I think this might be Justin, is it? Hang on a sec. Oh... it's not letting me answer the phone for some reason. Oh, here we go. Let me go this way. Justin.
How you going?
Good, mate. These guys haven't prepared anything, but if I can just get the saying, the dog bowl's frozen over at home. Whoever would like to go first and go second. The dog bowl is frozen over at home. Here we go.
The dog bowl has frozen over at home.
The dog bowl has frozen over at home.
First one's Bree, second one's Amber.
See?
Come on, do we not sound a little bit similar?
A little bit.
That was Bree who was talking, so...
Yeah, a little bit similar,
no,
but...
That was Amber!
No, it wasn't. Bree's just trying to stump us now. Come back in the studio, Bree.
You will never know.
Come back in the studio. Here she comes. Hang out the phone.
That last one was Amber, I swear.
It was me.
We had 100% strike rate.
See, Amber? She said it was her. Are you going to say that my sister's a liar?
No, I know you're trying to pitch for her to fill in for you so you can have a few days off, but it's just not quite close enough, unfortunately.
Come on, it's a little bit close. Amber, would you be keen to fill in sometimes?
I'm too nervous.
Too nervous to get on the radio.
Oh, well, no one's on board.
I did my stint. I pranked you. That's me done.
All right, can we stop bringing up the time you pranked me?
When she said that you weren't in the bridal party. Oh, wasn't that good times, Amber? That was great
times.
You're
never allowed on the show again.
You're welcome back anytime, Amber.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Something we love on this show is a list.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do love a list. I don't care what it's about.
Yeah.
I just love to see a list. Top 10, I'm in.
Oh, count me
in. Give it to me. I don't care if it's the top 10 most attracted... contracted STDs of the year.
Okay.
I'm in. What is it?
Your list is on my lips. Is that a song?
I don't know.
That's a song, isn't it? Something is on my lips.
A list has been released of the worst movies so far in 2017.
Whoa, there'd be some stinkers.
And you know where they've come from? It's come from the website Rotten Tomatoes. And
I always check that.
And to be honest, yeah. I check that website a lot if I'm going to watch a film on Netflix or on Apple TV or going to the cinema. But it's interesting to see some of the ones that are on here. Do you want to hear some of them?
Yeah, hit me.
Baywatch.
Oh,
Rotten Tomatoes rating, 19%.
That got some bad reviews.
I heard it was a bit of a stinker.
Didn't we pump it for weeks?
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Rotten Tomatoes rated that a 28.
Is that with the dude from Sons of Anarchy?
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted that to be so good.
Sorry, Rach.
Stinker.
It stunk it up at the cinema.
If you've got any you'd like to add to this list, 13,
yeah,
12, 16,
have you seen one recently?
Seen any bombs.
A film that we've talked about quite a lot on this show, but neither of us got to the cinema to see it, was All Eyes on Me.
I knew you were going to say the Tupac movie.
Tupac movie. It's made the list, 16%.
That copped some terrible reviews.
Not great. Also, The Mummy, which is the one with Tom Cruise.
Yep.
Stunk it up.
Is there an
16%?
Order on this list? Is there like the number one top stinker, or are they just naming movies that sucked?
I think they're just naming them, but I'm just giving you the ones that are recognisable.
Yep.
Also, Transformers, The Last Knight.
Well, what number is that
14% now? 14% it rated.
They've gone too far with that.
Yeah, way too far. Yeah. And you know what? This one here will be the last one, rating at 10%. 10%. And I fully agree with this one. I liked the first one. The second film stunk it up bad. 50 Shades Darker. Mm.
I never saw that, but
literally was like watching Days of Our Lives on the big screen.
The first one was no
good.
Sorry,
Producer H.
I had to watch it right next to your mum.
That's right.
Oh, mama died.
So did I.
You didn't have her leaning over to you every time that there was olive oil involved going, oh, what a waste this is.
Mama died.
Don't get me started.
Hang on.
The amount of times I'd explain to her what different things were in that film.
Was there olive oil involved in a couple of the scenes?
Oh, there's all kinds of weird stuff
in
that movie.
I love that your mum thought
my mum
there
said,
was wastage.
You know, some people are allergic to latex. You really need to be careful.
Was Meryl Streep in any movies this year? She's done some terrible movies.
All on this list.
I'm going to look it up.
No Meryl Streep. You know why?
Meryl Streep movies 2017.
Because she's a genius. That's why.
That's a big claim. Meryl Streep 2017 stinker movie.
Just because you hate Meryl Streep doesn't mean anyone
she's overrated.
Else in the world. No, she's not.
Meryl Streep 2017. Has she done anything this year?
She's flawless. She's a goddess.
Of course. Oscars 2017. Meryl strips down on the red carpet in now infamous dress. Oscars. Oh, man.
She's brilliant. Just learn to live with it. The new Mary Poppins film, because Meryl Streep's in it.
Of course she is, Mary Poppins.
It'll get nominated for a few awards.
Of course
later.
It will.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Hey, I'll tell you who I'd like playing in my school team is this kid from the under eights. He's like three times the size. You've seen this video the last couple of days. He plays.
Is he eight?
He's seven.
He's seven?
Yeah, he plays for the St. John's Eagles.
The guy's got a beard. It works at Woolworths. He's not seven.
He's a big kid.
How big is he? He's three times the size. He's three times the size. I've seen the video of the kid. Like, he gets the ball and he starts running and there's, like, eight kids trying to hang off the kid to tackle him.
Even his own teammates are trying to tackle him down just to make it an even game.
I know.
We're going to help the opposition team here because this is just crazy.
And so what are they saying?
Well, they're saying that looking at this video.
Can we post that to our Facebook page, Producer H?
You'd score 100 tries with this kid in your team, which is great if he's on your team, but they're saying that, you know, it should now come into play height restrictions and weight restrictions, not just age.
This happened to me when I was 12. Yeah, it did. I was playing basketball. I'd never played before and my mum signed me up because she loves basketball and I was I was a giant when I was 12. Like, I was nearly this height that I am now, which I'm nearly 6 foot.
Really?
I was very tall.
At the age of 12?
Yeah. I stopped growing at like 14, but I was really tall, like that much taller than all the boys, all the girls, everyone else. And I started playing and they'd just sit me at the hoop. And I just put my hands up and my mum just showed me how to put it in off the backboard and I'd literally score that many goals, that many baskets.
How'd you not go on to play professional basketball?
Well, once the other kids caught up to how tall I was.
I thought it'd give you a bit of confidence, you know.
Yeah, like I thought I was amazing at the time. I was like, God, I'm good at this game. But then I realised I had no skill.
Right.
And a few of the parents said, we need to check your daughter's birth certificate.
Oh, that's embarrassing as a 12-year-old kid, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. How embarrassing for me. I was a giant.
I wish I was that kid. I was a little scrawny, skinny kid who would just get bulldozed over by the bigger kids.
You're the kids that I dominated.
Just walking through, kicking the little skinny kids out of the way.
Seriously, my dad loved it. He'd be like, punish them.
Take them down. Take out all your frustrations of the week on these poor little kids. So, you've experienced what this kid would obviously be experiencing. Do you think height and weight...
No,
it's an advantage
to
have
so.
Those people on your team.
Exactly, but I mean, that's a part of sport. Like, you can't say, oh, Usain Bolt, because you're this tall and you're that weight, you can't run.
Yeah, you're too
fast. You know
fast.
What I mean? You're too fast.
Too
you
fast
can't
for
run
this
with
level.
Everyone else. No. You're too fast, you know.
You need to step it up.
But I do, obviously, this is a really interesting one because this is out of the ordinary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've never seen a kid.
I've watched this video, I reckon, 10-plus times.
You said off the air.
I love
like,
it.
I thought it was Jarryd Hayne for a minute.
Well, it looks like Jarryd Hayne just fending these kids off. So I don't
think so. I think, you know what, it's kids' sport at the end of the day. And if no one's getting hurt, which I hope that kid's not hurting apparently, anyone, then who cares?
Apparently he's a gentle giant.
Oh.
And he was sort of kindly pushing the kids out of the way. He's like, he just, sorry, 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 kid. Just pumping him into
he's
the...
He's just holding one in one hand, one in the other. You sit there, you sit there.
I'm really sorry I have to do this, but I'm way bigger than you. Oh, the poor kid. The poor kid.
All the more power to him.
I know. I'd go for it. I'd Killing be signing it. Him up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Just want to play some audio that freaked me out.
Okay.
All right. This is audio that's going to change the way we look at the internet forever.
Go on.
So I saw this yesterday. Just take a listen to this.
Facebook has enacted an emergency shutdown of two artificial intelligence programs. The social media giant took action after it discovered the two programs were writing their own code. At first, they thought it was simple gibberish, but they soon realized the programs had invented their own language and were talking to each other. The plug has been pulled on the operation, but the company admits they have no idea what the two robots were planning.
The two robots talking to each other.
And what show was that on?
It's on Sunrise.
Sunrise will take any tiny thing and make it into a big story.
Don't downplay this, Bree. Do not downplay the fact that Facebook, they invent this program and it starts talking amongst itself.
This isn't iRobot. You're not Will Smith.
How do you know that's not where it's going? How do you know?
There's not artificial intelligence that's doing that.
Are you more scared of aliens taking over the world or robots?
Oh.
It's probably zombies. The zombie apocalypse
to be honest,
is going
to
happen.
I'm more scared of poltergeists. That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, and what's poltergeist again?
Like spirits and...
Spirits
like
and
bad,
stuff.
Like bad spirits.
Yeah, but if they were going to take over the world, they would have done it by now. I mean, they've had their chance before all this technology came along. The 70s people were doing some weird stuff and the poltergeists could have had their crack and they missed it. Time has passed the poltergeist.
Nah, I don't agree. That's what I'm scared of. I'm not scared of robots. I think that's a load of BS.
Oh.
Seriously, they'll take the tiniest story and turn it into something.
Well, that's what we do around here. Right? It's the media industry. No, honestly, though, I mean, if that's the start, I mean, to think that you could create a program and then for that program to then communicate within itself, that's pretty freaky stuff.
What, to have its own brain?
To having a chat.
Have you seen the movie iRobot?
Yeah.
That's essentially what that movie's about.
Yeah, and it didn't end well for Will Smith or the robot.
No, he got there in the end.
Yeah.
He destroyed the main robot hub and he found her and destroyed it.
Yeah, after he got shot at and almost killed. I don't want to have to go through that.
Yeah, well, that's scary, isn't it? I mean, if we had Will Smith, I'd be probably all right about it. We've just got you.
We do have... I would beat Will Smith in a robot fight, mate.
Oh, I don't know about that,
I would.
Mate.
If there was me
Have
and Will Smith.
Have you seen him in that movie? He was half robot. He was half machine.
Yeah.
One of his arms was fully robot, and that's how he beat her.
I haven't been given that opportunity yet, have I? You haven't seen me in action like that. Give me a chance.
Trust me, I've seen you with your top off. Not the same as Will Smith.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Let's talk about... a bit of pot.
Okay.
So funny, I looked up different names for weed.
Yep.
And there's so many good ones. Grass, ganja, dope, herb, joints, blunt, cannabis, reefer, buds, chronic, tobacco, hay, rope, gangster, skunk, boom, blaze. I mean, I've never done it before.
Is this in the book of Snoop Dogg? You're reading straight from the Bible of Snoop?
It's on street names for weed.
Oh, right.
But it's interesting to see that, I mean, back in the day, weed or marijuana, or as my mum likes to call it, hoochie-cooch.
Hoochie-coochie.
Because she thinks it's a real taboo thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's places obviously over in America now where it's legal and...
Medicinal, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And there's a lot of states in America where you can now smoke it legally for medical reasons. And there's been a big call here in Australia for that to happen as well. And once upon a time, you had to meet a dodgy character down on the street, whereas like in LA, you can go to literally a store, you can buy it, and that's how it works.
Yeah.
But now there's a thing online which people are calling leafed in.
Leafed in?
Kind of like LinkedIn.
Oh, right.
But leafed in.
Okay. How do you get away with this if it's illegal here?
Well, this is over in America.
Oh,
it's
right,
actually
okay.
Based in California where right. Marijuana is legal. And essentially, if you're using the website, it's on the normal internet. It's not even on the dark webs, which if you've heard about the dark web before, that's where everyone used to do all kind of their selling. And
you said you've been on it.
I've seen it. I haven't personally been on it. I've seen someone else go onto it. I've been sitting in the background.
Says
scared.
Every person that's been on it. Oh, I was in the room. It was somebody else.
But yeah, so this leafed in is essentially, it asks the user to confirm that they're obeying the local laws wherever they are.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, obviously, you know, that's a thing in America because it's legal there. I get it. And it shows places where you can buy marijuana from. But apparently, allegedly, there's local listings in Australia that suggest some users may not follow the terms and conditions of the website.
Right.
Which, do you want to see a picture of Sydney? This is what's on news.com.
Okay.
This is the picture of Leafed In, which...
All right, just show me.
There's all the different places around Bondi, which there is
Bondi.
Hundreds.
Yeah. So it's all those green dots on the map, is
all
it?
The green dots okay. on the map, which there's a... Let's just picture a
there's
map
a
with a bunch of dots on it everywhere.
Dots. Yeah.
And I thought, how are people getting away with this on the normal internet? How are police not shutting it down?
Right.
But apparently...
So you decided to get in touch with a few of the people and just ask them, yeah?
I just decided to visit a few of the people. But apparently police are now going onto the website and they're just hitting up all these different places.
Of course they are.
How dumb are people? Yeah. They're literally giving the police a map of exactly where to go to bust these people.
These people open up the window just to see who's arrived. There's a police car here. Nothing to worry about. It's all done through the app. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
I just thought they shouldn't call it Leafed In. They should call it Idiots In, where all the idiots just join together.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Have you seen they're wanting to introduce 2 to 3 mental health days a year where you don't have to give your boss an excuse? You just say, hey, I don't feel like coming in today.
We did talk about that recently on our show, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't get abused and, you know, it's used for the right reasons, then 100%.
Yeah, I mean, because everyone in this day and age gets stressed out. I mean, we see it in our office, especially recently.
Of course.
People getting stressed out, you know, when stuff gets a bit too much, and you just need a day.
You just need a day. And it makes a big difference, that one day.
It really
does.
It
really does to the mental health. But they're also saying here, and I just want to, this is what I want to put to the people this morning to see if people agree on this on 13, 12, 16. If Facebook... Right? We've talked about this on our show before as well.
Yep.
You know, getting the likes and the dislikes and all that stuff leads to that because I've got some statistics here because Beyond Blue, they estimate around, in any one year, around 1 million Australians will experience depression and more than 2 million will experience some form of anxiety. Mm-hmm. But they're also saying from a young age, so 1 in 14 young Australians, so that's 6.9% in Australia, age... This is a young age. 4 to 17 experience anxiety.
Yeah.
The age of 4. That's
I think
young.
It's probably because, and I was talking, I think I was talking, I can't remember who I was telling this about the other day, but it's like these days, right, at work, when you're at work, you have all these things, you have Facebook, email, Twitter, all these different things. And it used to be back in the day, before email or before mobile phones, when you went home to relax.
Yeah, you switched off.
Whereas these days, people are constantly on their emails, constantly still contactable. Like, it just never ends. It's constantly a 24/7, especially for a job like ours where it's a constant thing. Like, people think, oh, you know, that's so easy, I could do that job. But it's literally a 24/7 thing where you have to be thinking all the time.
Yeah, people often say to me, oh, what's your work hours like? You'd be out at 9 or whatever. I go, no, I'm constantly thinking about what to do the next day, all day, every day.
Every time you're watching TV, oh, could I turn that into a piece of content? How could I do that on air? It's a constant thing. And I think it's a constant battle between switching off. And yep. I think it's a really hard thing to do in 2017 to do that. Like, even at home, like, I'll be laying in bed, I'll be on my phone.
Yeah, but that's not good. Do you try any form of meditation or anything? I know it sounds a bit sort of arty-farty, but to put the phone down and take 20 minutes where you don't think about anything, and there's on iTunes or Spotify, whatever you want to look up, there's guided meditations, yeah. right, where they tell you how to relax and forget the day. Do you try any of that sort of stuff?
I don't try that. And I mean, that might not be for some people, but it's actually super powerful if you're good at it. But even just sitting down and watching a movie,
yeah.
not being on your phone and watching a movie, just watching a movie.
I struggle
with that. Yeah. I need to stop.
Yeah, you reach for the phone and you realise you've missed half an hour of the movie. But I want to put it to the parents this morning on 13, 12, 16. We don't have any kids, but if you've got kids and you've noticed this, because just talking on teenagers, they say they depend on their digital devices from friendships, mm-hmm. fights, arguments, gossips, bullying, all this sort of stuff. And for every like or positive acknowledgement, they get a burst of pleasure, you know, from being online. But in saying that, on the flip side of that, when you get something negative, you also get the same response.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Dr. Fernando, he said the feel-good brain chemical dopamine is also produced by antisocial behaviour because dopamine is blind by cruelty. So if you're getting something bad online, mm-hmm. your brain can't associate the difference between something positive and something negative. You get the same physical reaction.
Isn't it horrible that one negative comment can trump 100 good comments? I hate that that's how the brain works, but unfortunately, that's how we're made up.
Do you think as a parent, like any parents have had to put into place, hey, when you come home from school, social media is out? Like, you just can't get on there.
I don't mind that. Or even just like you've got 1 hour where you can use it and then the rest you just need to switch off and relax.
Because leaving school and taking that stuff home, as you said, I mean, it's a 24/7 cycle. It's not just, I'll deal with that tomorrow at school. It's constantly dealing with, you know, on that with people all day, every day.
And that's why cyberbullying is so scary.
Yeah.
Because it's a constant thing.
13, 12, 16, I wanted to put that to the people this morning. Your call's next.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number if you ever want to get involved in our show. We've talked about this on our show before, but some statistics out today that say 1 in 14 young Australians aged 4, the young age of 4 to 17, experienced an anxiety disorder. That dates back to 2015, but it's all stemmed off the back of social media, likes, dislikes. You know, you go from school, you go home, you carry it with you all the time.
Technology.
Yeah, technology is leading to that sort of stuff. So just wondering if there needs to be some sort of, I don't know, parental kind of, when did the parents step in?
I guess it's easy. And I think I was getting my nails done the other day and there was a mother and she had her two kids there and both the kids were on the iPad.
How old?
They would have been like 3 and 5, maybe.
Okay.
And both kids had an iPad and it kept them busy while she was getting her nails done.
Yeah.
But then I guess it's really policing how much they should be on stuff like that. I don't have kids, but...
You don't want your kids to fall behind either. I mean,
that's very true.
You know, this is the way things are going these days. So, I mean, you can't let your kids fall behind on how to use these things. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to put it to the parents this morning. And Emily from Saratoga's given us a call. Morning, Em.
Morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've got, you work with young kids.
Yeah, so I work in child protection, so I'm all about the mental health day.
Yes.
I think that's really important. So I work with a lot of young teenagers and it's such an addiction for them. It's crazy. Like, I have one 13-year-old boy who's used 74 gigs in 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
Just on social media?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you agree with these statistics? Do you believe that it is leading towards anxiety and depression?
Yeah, definitely. It's so much pressure on these young kids and they're all about the likes. They even say like, oh, I've got this many likes on this photo and if some person's not giving them likes, like it's...
So they're justifying themselves based on that sort of stuff.
Can I just say, it's not just kids. I find it really scary when I think one of my mates said the other day, she put a picture up on Instagram and I was like, oh, I like the photo. And then I said to her, because I noticed she'd taken it down and I was like, why'd you take it down? She's like, oh, it only got 20 likes, so I took it down. I was like, who cares?
Didn't get enough likes.
If you like the photo and you want to document, well, that's how I see it anyway.
I used to be someone that checked that sort of stuff and I've slowly trained myself.
Yeah.
I post and I don't even check. And I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It's not for anyone else. But I guess, you know, and that's the day we live in, is that, you know, a lot of people are posting to appear a certain way or get that kind of reassurance and that kind of thing back from people. So that's a scary thought.
100%. Susan Woi Woi. Morning, Sue. You've seen this addiction with your daughter.
I actually have, and friends.
How much time would she spend on a phone or on the internet, Sue?
At least 20 hours a day. Like, there's not a time where her telephone isn't constantly attached to her hand. Like, we can't go anywhere as a family. We can't socialise with friends and expect her to have a normal conversation with anybody because the phone is the be-all and end-all of life.
And how old is your daughter, Sue?
She's 18 and a half now, but this is something that I've gradually noticed with her and her friends getting worse since she was about... Well, we didn't allow her to have a mobile phone until she hit year 8 in high school. But she's actually had a couple of friends who've committed suicide.
And
like
that is...
four friends in the last 3 years because of, you know, silly things like girls nowadays, they'll put pictures up on Facebook or Instagram where it's a bit risque and so the next girl has to be a little bit more...
More risque, I think
she's... Before.
Right, okay. And it's all based off what they see and gather from social media.
I think
on
it's
a
the constant,
basis.
Yeah, and that's a horrible, horrible thing, Sue. And I'm so sorry that your daughter and you've had to go through that, and obviously the family's involved with that because it's a constant pressure that these kids go
it
through
is.
Every
and
single
especially
day.
Especially now, like I'm not quite sure. I'm not really up on it because I try not to spend too much time on the computer.
Yeah,
but there's this new thing now, I don't know if it's Snapchat or Instagram, that has like a location thing where people can go on and actually see where you are.
It's Snap Maps on Snapchat.
Yeah, and she, it's already caused her drama because she'll have somebody at our house that her other friends don't like and she, you know, she likes to keep her private life to her private life, to herself. She can't do that.
Have you tried to get her off it, Sue? I mean, or did you sort of let her run her own course?
No, 18, well, it's gotten to the point now, like she had a pretty bad relationship breakup last year and because of social media, she couldn't get away from it. It was 24 hours a day and she actually went from a size 12 to a size 6 in about 9 weeks. She got really, really sick. So we ended up having to say to her, look, you know, you can go on and you can check it. As far as the likes go, like, she'll get so excited if she gets over 25 likes. And we've sort of had to say to her now, when we do go out for social time as a family, the phone's got to stay in the car. Like, it's even gotten to the point where I try to take her for a driving lesson and she'll see her phone flash and she's got to pull over to check her phone. So I've now had to say no phones when we're in the car. No phones when we have visitors because I find otherwise her face is in her phone and you can talk to her and she doesn't even hear you.
It's one of those things, I mean, you'll look back on and realise you miss the important things.
Exactly.
In life,
right.
You know, the things that really mattered as opposed to what you're just seeing on your screen. So
my friends and I do something these days where if we all go out to dinner, we do a phone tower where everyone puts their phone on top of each other in the middle of the table and you're not allowed to touch it for the entire dinner.
First one to touch it pays for the entire bill.
Exactly.
Is that how that works?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I mean, it's kind of taking a moment and realising that there's more to life than being glued to a screen.
Yeah, and liked. And look, if this has touched you in this morning, I mean, it's important for us to talk about these issues
exactly
and get the word out there. But Lifeline's always there to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 13, 11, 14.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.